We're Kath and Ellie. Welcome to our podcast, Brave, Strong and Fulfilled.
Join us as we share all things real life and the lessons we've learned along the way. We hope that our conversations inspire, challenge and encourage you on your own life journey. Enjoy today's episode.
Ellie, so good to see you. Last week we shared, or you shared amazingly, how you navigated, you know, with the rest of Townsville, a cyclone. And, you know, you did it actually really well and gave us some really good strategies for how to navigate these events in life that feel like may feel like an emotional cyclone.
Yeah.
And then we ended off by sharing that, you know, at the same time as the cyclone coming through, you know, you had a massive week because you had another significant event happening as well.
Oh, of course. It was a big week. And while it, you know, we had the physical cyclone going on, we had this other sort of whirlwind happening in our family home. So our daughter, she's baby number three in the family. Yeah. We've got two older ones who are off and doing life. And then there's our daughter, Abby, and she made the decision to move to Brisbane to be with friends, explore the city, just experience life down there and all of those things. And so we knew that was sort of coming early this year, but it kind of happened all of a sudden. So she had an opportunity came for her to move into some girlfriend's house. They had a spare room. And then she started applying for jobs and landed a job very, very quickly. And so the plan was the weekend of said cyclone, just afterwards she was planning on driving down to Brisbane. So, you know, it was a little bit uncertain as to how would that still happen depending on weather and flooded roads, yada, yada.
Yeah. So just for our listeners, if you are listening and you are maybe nowhere near Queensland or not sure, I know this fact because we lived in Townsville and my children a few years ago, both my boys relocated to Brisbane. So I know for a fact that Brisbane is 1,100 kilometers south of Townsville.
1,100.
It's a long way. And so driving, you know, depending on your driving fortitude, you know, it's possible to do it in one day. We always split it up and did it in 2 days. Mm. And otherwise it's a 2-hour flight. So, So Abby hasn't just sort of gone to the next village or next town.
No.
She's actually moved quite a long way away.
She has. So I know that we're not going to see her a lot. Which is exciting. I love making plans to go visit my children, but it's very different to doing life day in, day out. And so I guess that it was a really big week for me because I knew it was coming. Oh, goodness, I'm still getting emotional.
It's also context. And context also for our listeners, because you and Abby were doing a lot of everyday life together, weren't you?
Yeah, we do. She's our only daughter and she loves the same things. Well, no, not the same things. She doesn't love the outdoors like I do. However, she loves fitness. She loves food. We connect really, really well. So we spend a lot of time on the hill together, a lot of time talking. She spends a lot of time in the kitchen cooking alongside me. So we do, I'd say we've got a really great relationship. And so I'm super excited for her and so ready for her to go do life. And we joke and say, you know, I'm ready to not clean up the coffee machine after her because she could never, ever tip the beans out of the machine or wipe it down. So there's lots of things like that. You know, she needs to go do life and that's exciting. Yeah. But for me personally, I know that I'm going to miss the day in, day out. I know that I'm going to miss the hill walking, because that's our time where we share really what's going on in our heart. And we've done it since she was a little girl. When she was about 12, we started walking together and it was just sort of when I had started my fitness journey. And I think I've shared on the podcast before, there was one time we were walking along and we were side by side and she was telling me something and I was biting my tongue because I wanted to tell her, I wanted to sort of set the record kind of straight for her because she was saying something ridiculous. And so I was trying not to, you know, have something to say back and just listen. But this one day I couldn't just listen and I said something. Next minute she's, you know, 100 meters ahead of me, not walking. So we've had our good moments and our tough moments on the track together. And yes, it's been for a long time. And so it's going to be a different relationship now, which I'm ready for and excited for. However, it was a big week leading up to that. So, yeah, that was our week in the cyclone prep. Also getting ready for the cyclone of Abby getting all of her stuff together in the car and driving to Brisbane. Yeah.
So there was a bit of a heartfelt cyclone as well as
the physical. Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I can see. And thanks for sharing that because, you know, I can see it's still pulls on your heartstrings. And I think, you know, two thoughts that I have coming, you know, in hearing you share. The one is that so often it's almost like society paints this picture of expectation of how we're expected to react or respond to certain things.
Mm.
And so often, you know, I've had my kids leave home and I've had a lot of friends around me. And in fact, I've got two really good friends at the moment whose kids have also this week leaving you know, the nest to go to university quite far away from home. And it's interesting because in many ways there's kind of this expectation of a grieving mother, you know, grieving your kids leaving home. And absolutely, I can hear in your voice and see in your face that, you know, it's emotional. It's definitely an emotional time. Mm. But just, you know, also very clearly seeing that we don't always have to buy into the narrative of an expectation of, okay, so this means that, you know, so circumstance this equates to emotion that, and if you're in the circumstance, then that's the emotion. And I love also that you have the sense that there's excitement as well.
Yeah,
you're excited to see her fly, and that, you know, it's a new season. So I can see in your face as well that there's a whole mix of things
going
on.
It is. And it's interesting. Like I remember we've shared on an episode before where we've talked about holding, you know, sort of heavy or heartfelt things in one hand and holding joy in the other. And it's really the act of sitting in it, allowing all of the feels, because that's what it is, and allowing our body to process it and being okay feeling those things. Because I know in my heart, this is just the start for Abs. You know, we've prepared her well, really. She's an amazing young lady. She's ready to go on her own two feet, make her own mess in her own house and clean up after herself. Do you know what I mean, though? Like it's a very exciting time. And I feel like it was a bit more emotional for me because I knew it was super emotional for her dad as well, because there's something about dads and their daughters, you know, there's a different, they've got this protective, extra protective, because when it's their sons, they're raising their sons to be the protectors. But when they've got their daughters, they're still wanting to protect them. And so knowing that she's away, funny story, when he went down there, he said he did a security check of the house, made sure everything was secure, and what wasn't secure, he showed the girls how to do it all, you know, all of those kind of things, because he's no longer there to be her protector.
That's so true. Yeah. And I'm glad that you also brought up the, you know, it's okay to sit in the feelings and to feel all the feels.
Yeah.
And then, but I also want to encourage people listening that, you know, once we experience and acknowledge the feelings, I think what's also important is, you know, where to next with these feelings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're choices and they're options. And one can almost sort of, you know, I've said before, you can visit there, but, you know, do you really want to camp out there?
Yeah, no.
So, you know, to tell yourself every day over and over how hard this is or how sad this is or how difficult this is.
Not helpful.
Not helpful. So, yes, absolutely. You know, we're not saying it's bad to, well, I'm not saying it's bad to feel the feelings and the emotions. I think it's definitely healthy to feel them. Important. And then back to what you said last week, you know, who in your world do you go and share your feelings with to help you process them and move through them? Yes. But who can you share them with that is going to then champion you through them and lift you up on the other side?
That's right.
And, you know, how do you want to be now? Because I think, you know, there's a loss for you with Abby leaving.
Yeah, and you don't want that trivialized. Like a lot of people will be like, oh, it's fine. She'll be fine. She'll be right. You'll be right. And, you know, absolutely. But you don't want to trivialize the fact that it actually is a tug on the heart and you feel a loss of some degree. I know it's not the same loss as, you know, there's we can have significant loss in our life. So I'm not sort of wanting to compare it to that, but you don't want to trivialize things. So you choose carefully who to have the real heartfelt conversation with, because if they're going to trivialize it, you'll think you're silly. You'll just try and slap yourself out of it. And we all know that that doesn't work.
Absolutely. Oh, my friend. Well, it's once again, so good to talk these things through, because I think, you know, it's real life, just as a cyclone can be headed towards you and, you know, there's nothing you can do to stop that. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully for most parents out there, our kids, you know, are going to leave home one day.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. It's a great thing. That's right. And there's no stopping it, you know, so it's also these things we go through in life where the emotions do feel so mixed. You know, on the one hand, you are excited and you're pleased and you know, like logically, this is a good thing. And yet there's another part of you on the inside that is, you know, grieving and feeling the loss. And that's okay. Yeah.
And you know what comes to mind? Thinking change is constant. Our families change. There's this, what's that saying? There's only one thing that's constant or certain, and that's change.
Yeah.
And the moment I think that if we sort of push up against change, whether it's kids moving out or whatever the change is that needs to come, a new job or a new direction in life, the moment we go up against it and we resist the change, then we're in for a whole lot of trouble and it makes a heartache. That's how we end up camping there. You know, you said about camping in it. And I think if we resist change, so I feel like this also has a fair bit to do with our ability or our willingness to go with change and to just accept that it is a fact and be able to go with it. And for some people, that's much easier than for others.
It is
natural for some people to go with the flow and go with the change. And for other people, it's really difficult.
Yeah. And I love also what you shared last week about being prepared. You know, I think if we can accept that there's going to be change and that life is, you know, as you say, the only constant thing is constant change, is, you know, to be prepared for change. And I think the challenge, well, one of the challenges in being prepared is also what I touched on last week, is not getting caught up in the cultural narrative of what you think it's going to be like, you know, because like, for example, you know, there's narrative around what an empty nest is like or not like. And I think, you know, each person's journey is different and unique, and it's to prepare yourself for what you hope it's going to be like, you know, and to not need to buy into negative narrative all the time, but look for the, you know, the other narratives out there that might not be as mainstream or as, you know, common as what you hear all the time, but recognizing that you get to create your own narrative for the next season or for the change or for whatever it is that you're moving into next. And for that to be honest and true and real. But it's interesting, you know, there's quite a lot of research. I did a course a while back. I might have shared this in a previous podcast called In Her Head.
I'm not sure.
Dr. Sarah McKay. And she, in her book, so she's a neuroscientist and has sort of evidence-based, research-based backing for everything. And she was sort of walking women through the entire sort of lifespan of a woman's life from from womb to tomb.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And how our, you know, from a neuroscience perspective and a hormone perspective, you know, what changes we can expect. And it's interesting how different cultures have different responses to some of these changes, and it's and how much sort of cultural awareness or expectation plays into how we cope with things. And it was just really insightful to be aware that there is, you know, our outside world impacts things as well as our, so the stories we're hearing outside and the conversations we're having, which comes back to, you know, what you were saying before about being really mindful and intentional with who you surround yourself with. You know, who are you having those conversations with? When you are in those moments of transition or, you know, trying to navigate happy and sad at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, wisdom around who you're having those conversations yeah. with. And do you have yeah. people in your world who are not going to be on either side of that spectrum of, well, just totally trivializing it yeah. or kind of, you know, totally wallowing with you in it.
Yeah, no, because you don't want that either. Although you want some empathy, right? You need this healthy.
Yeah. yeah. So who's going to help you walk, you know, through, the, yeah. you know, but like have that empathy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But in a healthy way that gets you through to the other side. And only you can know what you want on the other side of
that's
whatever.
That's right. And I think that's key. You know, last week when I spoke about the five people who's in your world that you can speak to and who you listen to, another question that this business coach asked us to consider when we looked at our five people was, do they live the life in the direction that you want to go? Mm. So are they moving forward? Are they doing the things, not the nitty gritty things, they don't have to be doing the same job, but are they going in the same direction that you want to go in? Because if they're not, why would we be listening to them? Do you know? Because yeah. we all have different values. We all have different hopes and dreams, and we all want different things. And like you said, only we know what we want on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was another interesting question. What, you know, the people that
it's a really interesting question, because at the end of the day, you can only ask that question when you know which direction you're going in.
Yeah, and that's true. And sometimes we might not know.
Yeah, yeah. So it you know, it would be great questions to ask for sure. Mm. And, you know, so I think if you're sitting listening to this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't even know what direction I'm heading in. Then that's what, you know, we can help you with. So as coaches, yes. that's what we love. We just love those conversations.
Absolutely
we
do.
Love helping people to figure out, you know, where it is that they want to head to yeah. and how to navigate life. And you know, one thing we can know for certain, if we want to navigate change, well, part of it is choosing to be strong and fulfilled along
yes.
the journey.
Absolutely. 100% couldn't agree more. It's a decision at the end of the day. How do you want to live? And we want to live brave, strong, and fulfilled. And we know that people who are tuning in and listening to us, that this is your passion as well. Because life can sway us all which ways, left, right, up and down. We want to be through in the middle, brave, strong, and fulfilled. So thanks for the chat today. Thanks for letting me be a little bit emotional about my baby girl who's growing up, doing life. But yeah, and thanks for helping me to have some take homes for our listeners, things that we can learn along the way. So thanks, Kath.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And we look forward to, not only me, I'm sure our listeners too, to hearing how Abby goes. And I'm sure she'll thrive.
She will. She's a legend.
You know, she's got great foundations. So, I look forward to hearing more about that.
Yeah. And on that, I've got an opening for anyone who wants to walk the hill with me regularly in Townsville so we can have our little chats. And if you get cranky with me, you can walk 100 meters ahead of me.
Oh, this is when I wish I was still living there. I'd love to join.
What are you doing in Adelaide?
I know.
Yeah, very good. All right. It was wonderful chatting with you. And thanks, listeners, for joining in. We can't wait to do this again next week.
See you, Al. Cheers.